Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic Saga Channel. Today we're diving into a topic that's super important but often overlooked, self-deception. Yeah, you heard me right. We're talking about those sneaky ways we lie to ourselves and how it affects every aspect of our lives. Ever wondered why you keep making the same mistakes or why you feel stuck? We're going to explore the brain's BS detector and learn how to upgrade it. We'll also delve into real-life examples, the psychology behind self-deception, and practical steps to become more self-aware and authentic. Trust me, this is one conversation you don't want to miss. In today's video, we're continuing our self-development series from the previous episodes. If you're new here or missed the last one, you can check out all the episodes in the playlist that'll pop up at the end of this video. These lessons aren't just educational content, they're a daily, all-encompassing approach to life. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you're digging this series, show some love by liking the video and dropping a "keep it up" in the comments below. Lesson 1. Self-deception is our enemy. The BS detector. Your brain forgot to install. All right, folks, let's have a serious chat about something that's more common than the common cold: self-deception. We're not talking about those little white lies we tell ourselves to feel better. I'll totally start my diet tomorrow. We're talking about the deep-seated, often unconscious ways we distort reality to protect our egos, avoid discomfort, and maintain a false sense of control. The master illusionist. Your brain is a master illusionist. It's constantly weaving stories, rationalizing behaviors, and filtering information to fit your preconceived notions. It's like having a personal spin doctor working overtime to make you look good, even when you're not. As the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche put it, we lie loudest when we lie to ourselves. In other words, self-deception is the most insidious form of deception because it's so hard to recognize. The cost of self-deception. Self-deception might seem harmless, even helpful at times. It can protect us from painful truths, boost our self-esteem, and help us cope with difficult situations. But in the long run, self-deception is a toxic habit that can lead to a host of problems. Stagnation. When we deceive ourselves, we resist change and growth. We cling to outdated beliefs, unhealthy habits, and toxic relationships. We stay stuck in our comfort zones, afraid to face the truth and make the necessary changes to improve our lives. Missed opportunities. Self-deception blinds us to opportunities. We might convince ourselves that we're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough to pursue our dreams. We might settle for less than we deserve, or we might miss out on chances to learn, grow, and expand our horizons. Broken relationships. Self-deception can erode trust and intimacy in our relationships. When we lie to ourselves, we're more likely to lie to others. We might hide our true feelings, avoid difficult conversations, or engage in passive-aggressive behavior. Inner conflict. Self-deception creates a disconnect between our conscious and unconscious minds. We might say one thing, but our actions and emotions tell a different story. This inner conflict can lead to anxiety, depression, and a general sense of unease. The BS detector upgrade. So, how do we upgrade our internal BS detectors and break free from the clutches of self-deception? 1. Self-awareness. The first step is to become aware of your own biases, blind spots, and defense mechanisms. Pay attention to the stories you tell yourself, the excuses you make, and the ways you rationalize your behavior. 2. Radical honesty. be brutally honest with yourself, even when it hurts. Ask yourself tough questions, challenge your assumptions, and face your fears. As the writer Cheryl Strayed put it, the truth will set you free, but first, it will piss you off. 3. Seek feedback. Don't just rely on your own perspective. Seek feedback from trusted friends, family members, mentors, or therapists. They can offer valuable insights into your blind spots and help you see yourself more clearly. 4. Embrace discomfort. Growth and change often involve discomfort. Don't shy away from difficult conversations, challenging situations, or uncomfortable truths. As the saying goes, the only way out is through. Real-world examples, because philosophy is best served with a side of reality. The procrastinator. Instead of telling themselves they'll do it later, the procrastinator acknowledges their fear of failure or discomfort and takes action despite it. The unhappy spouse. Instead of pretending everything is fine in their marriage, the unhappy spouse initiates an honest conversation with their partner about their needs and concerns. The addict. Instead of denying their addiction, the addict seeks help, acknowledges their problem, and takes steps towards recovery. The bottom line. Self-deception is a universal human tendency, but it's not inevitable. By cultivating self-awareness, practicing radical honesty, seeking feedback, and embracing discomfort, we can break free from the illusion of self-deception and live a more authentic, fulfilling life. As the philosopher Carl Jung put it, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. Lesson 2. The present is all we possess. Make the most of it. You won't get it back. All right, folks, let's have a heart-to-heart about time. Not the what time is it kind of time, but the deeper, more philosophical kind, the fleeting nature of existence, the preciousness of the present moment, and the importance of living fully in the here and now. The time warp illusion. We often get caught up in the past or the future. We dwell on regrets, replay old conversations in our heads, and worry about what might happen tomorrow, next week, or next year. But here's the kicker. The past is gone, the future is uncertain, and the only thing we truly have is the present moment. As the philosopher Eckhart Tolle put it, realize deeply that the present moment is all you ever have. Make the now the primary focus of your life. The Stoic time hack. The ancient Stoics, like Marcus Aurelius and Seneca, were masters of time management. They understood that time is our most valuable asset and that we should use it wisely. They emphasized the importance of living in the present moment, focusing on what we can control and accepting what we can't. As Marcus Aurelius put it, waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be one. So, how do we break free from the time warp and make the most of the present moment? 1. Mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about being fully engaged in whatever you're doing, whether it's washing dishes, talking to a friend, or simply breathing. By practicing mindfulness, we can cultivate a deeper appreciation for the present moment and reduce our tendency to get caught up in the past or the future. 2. Gratitude. Gratitude is the practice of appreciating what we have rather than focusing on what we lack. When we're grateful for the present moment, we're less likely to dwell on regrets or worry about the future. As the saying goes, gratitude turns what we have into enough. 3. Purposeful action. Don't just let life happen to you. Take charge of your time and energy. Set goals. Pursue your passions. And make a difference in the world. As the philosopher Aristotle put it, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. 4. Embrace impermanence. Everything in life is temporary. Our relationships, our possessions, our bodies, they all change and eventually fade away. By embracing impermanence, we can learn to appreciate the preciousness of each moment and live more fully in the present. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The regretful retiree. Instead of dwelling on the things they didn't do, the regretful retiree focuses on enjoying their present life, spending time with loved ones, and pursuing new hobbies and interests. The anxious student. Instead of worrying about upcoming exams or future career prospects, the anxious student focuses on studying effectively, seeking help when needed, and enjoying the learning process. The grieving parent. Instead of dwelling on the loss of their child, the grieving parent cherishes the memories they have, finds ways to honor their child's legacy, and focuses on living a life that their child would be proud of. The bottom line, the present moment is all we truly have. By practicing mindfulness, gratitude, purposeful action, and embracing impermanence, we can make the most of this precious gift and live a life that's rich in meaning, joy, and fulfillment. As the poet Mary Oliver put it, "Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?" Lesson 3. It's not the thing, it's what we make of it. Your mind's reality distortion field. All right, folks, let's drop a truth bomb that'll blow your mind. Reality is subjective. No, I'm not saying we're all living in our own personal matrix, although that would make for a cool movie. What I'm saying is that our perception of reality is shaped by our thoughts, beliefs, and interpretations. In other words, it's not the events themselves that determine our experience, but what we make of those events. The perception. Prism. Think of your mind as a prism. When light passes through it, it refracts into a spectrum of colors. Similarly, when events happen in our lives, our minds refract them through our own unique lens of beliefs, experiences, and biases. This means that two people can experience the same event and have completely different interpretations of it. As the philosopher Epictetus put it, it's not things that upset us, but our judgments about things. In other words, it's not the traffic jam that's making you angry. It's your judgment that the traffic jam is a terrible inconvenience that's ruining your day. The power of perception. Our perception of reality has a profound impact on our lives. It shapes our emotions, our actions, and our relationships. If we see the world through a lens of fear, scarcity, and negativity, we'll experience life as a struggle. But if we see the world through a lens of abundance, opportunity, and gratitude, we'll experience life as a gift. As the psychologist William James put it, "The greatest discovery of my generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind." So, how do we hack our perception and create a more empowering reality? 1. Challenge your assumptions. Our perceptions are often based on unconscious assumptions and beliefs. Take some time to examine your beliefs and ask yourself if they're really true. Are they based on evidence, or are they just stories you've been telling yourself? 2. Reframe your perspective. When faced with a challenging situation, try to reframe it in a more positive light. Look for the opportunity for growth, the lesson to be learned, or the silver lining. As the saying goes, every cloud has a silver lining. 3. Practice gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful tool for shifting our perception from lack to abundance. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. 4. Cultivate optimism. Optimism is not about denying reality or pretending that everything is perfect. It's about choosing to focus on the positive, to see the possibilities in every situation, and to believe in your ability to overcome challenges. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. The people we spend time with have a big impact on our mindset. Surround yourself with positive, supportive people who lift you up and inspire you to be your best self. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The job loss. Instead of seeing a job loss as a failure, you can reframe it as an opportunity to pursue a more fulfilling career or start your own business. The breakup. Instead of seeing a breakup as a rejection, you can reframe it as a chance to learn more about yourself, heal old wounds, and find a more compatible partner. The health diagnosis. Instead of seeing a health diagnosis as a death sentence, you can reframe it as a wake-up call to prioritize your health, make positive lifestyle changes, and cherish each day. The bottom line. It's not the thing, it's what we make of it. By changing our perception, we can change our reality. We can choose to see challenges as opportunities, setbacks as lessons, and life as an adventure. As the poet Maya Angelou put it, if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. Lesson 4. The strong accept responsibility, your adulting guide to owning your responsibilities. All right, folks, let's have a real talk about responsibility. No, we're not talking about doing your chores or paying your taxes, although those are important too. We're talking about a deeper, more philosophical kind of responsibility, the kind that comes with being a mature adult in this complex world. We're talking about owning your actions, your choices, and your life. The blame game. It's easy to play the blame game. When things go wrong, it's tempting to point the finger at someone else, our parents, our partners, our bosses, the government, the universe. But here's the thing. Blame doesn't solve problems. It just keeps us stuck in a cycle of victimhood and resentment. As the philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre put it, man is condemned to be free because once thrown into the world, he is responsible for everything he does. In other words, we have the freedom to choose our actions, and with that freedom comes responsibility. The empowerment of ownership. Taking responsibility for our lives is not about self-blame or guilt. It's about empowerment. It's about recognizing that we have the power to shape our own destiny, to learn from our mistakes, and to make positive changes. As the psychologist Jordan Peterson put it, to stand up straight with your shoulders back is to accept the terrible responsibility of life with eyes wide open. It means deciding to voluntarily transform the chaos of potential into the realities of habitable order. So, how do we step up and take responsibility for our actions? 1. Acknowledge your role. When something goes wrong, don't immediately look for someone else to blame. Take a step back and ask yourself, what role did I play in this situation? What could I have done differently? 2. Learn from your mistakes. Mistakes are inevitable. We all screw up from time to time, but the difference between the strong and the weak is how we respond to those mistakes. The strong learn from their mistakes, make amends, and move on. The weak wallow in self-pity and blame others. 3. Focus on solutions. Instead of dwelling on the problem, focus on finding solutions. Ask yourself, what can I do to improve this situation? What steps can I take to prevent this from happening again? 4. Take action. Don't just talk about taking responsibility, actually do it. Take action to correct your mistakes, make amends, and move forward. As the saying goes, actions speak louder than words. 5. Embrace accountability. Surround yourself with people who will hold you accountable for your actions. This could be a friend, a mentor, a therapist, or even a coach. Having someone to check in with can help you stay on track and make progress towards your goals. Real-world examples. The failed project. Instead of blaming their team members or the circumstances, the project manager takes responsibility for the failure, learns from their mistakes, and develops a plan to improve future projects. The broken relationship. Instead of blaming their ex-partner for the breakup, the heartbroken individual takes responsibility for their own role in the relationship's demise, seeks therapy to address their own issues, and learns how to build healthier relationships in the future. The financial setback. Instead of blaming the economy or their employer, the person facing a financial setback takes responsibility for their financial choices, creates a budget, and seeks out resources to improve their financial literacy. The bottom line, taking responsibility for our lives is not easy. It requires courage, honesty, and a willingness to face our own flaws and shortcomings. But it's also incredibly empowering. When we take responsibility for our actions, we regain control of our lives and create a future that's truly our own. As the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche put it, "He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how." Lesson 5. Never complain, never explain. Your guide to ditching the drama and embracing the Zen. All right, folks, let's talk about complaining and explaining. No, we're not talking about legitimate grievances or constructive feedback. Those are important. We're talking about the chronic complaining, the endless venting, the constant need to justify ourselves to others. We're talking about the energy-draining, time-wasting, soul-sucking habit of making excuses and dwelling on negativity. The complaining contagion. Complaining is like a virus. It spreads easily, infects our minds, and leaves us feeling drained and demotivated. When we complain, we focus on what's wrong with our lives, our jobs, our relationships, the world. We dwell on negativity, amplify problems, and create a self-fulfilling prophecy of misery. As the philosopher Seneca put it, we suffer more often in imagination than in reality. In other words, we often make ourselves more miserable than we need to be by focusing on our complaints and grievances. The explanation trap. Explaining ourselves is often a way of seeking validation or approval from others. We want people to understand our actions, our choices, and our motivations. But here's the thing, we don't need everyone's approval. We don't need to justify ourselves to anyone. As the writer Eleanor Roosevelt put it, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. In other words, we give others power over us when we seek their approval and validation. The Stoic solution. The ancient Stoics, like Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus, had a simple solution for dealing with complaining and explaining. Don't do it. They believed that our energy is better spent focusing on what we can control, our thoughts, our actions, our attitudes, rather than on things that are beyond our control. As Marcus Aurelius put it, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." So, how do we break free from the complaining and explaining trap and cultivate a more positive, empowered mindset. 1. Focus on solutions. Instead of dwelling on problems, focus on solutions. Ask yourself, what can I do to improve this situation? What steps can I take to move forward? 2. Practice gratitude. Instead of complaining about what you don't have, focus on what you do have. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your opportunities. 3. Choose your words wisely. Words have power. When we complain, we reinforce negative thoughts and feelings. Choose to speak words of encouragement, optimism, and gratitude. 4. Take action. Don't just talk about what you're going to do, actually do it. Take action to improve your life, your relationships, and your community. 5. Let go of the need for approval. You don't need everyone to like you or agree with you. Focus on living a life that's true to your values, regardless of what others think. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The office complainer. Instead of joining in on the office gossip and negativity, focus on your own work and find solutions to any problems you encounter. The social media ranter. Instead of venting your frustrations on social media, channel your energy into positive action. Volunteer your time, support a cause you believe in, or simply be kind to those around you. The self-doubting perfectionist. Instead of seeking validation from others, focus on your own growth and development. Set goals, challenge yourself, and celebrate your achievements. The bottom line. Complaining and explaining are habits that drain our energy, waste our time, and hold us back from living our best lives. By focusing on solutions, practicing gratitude, choosing our words wisely, taking action, and letting go of the need for approval, we can break free from these negative patterns and cultivate a more positive, empowered mindset. As the saying goes, don't complain about the snow on your neighbor's roof when your own doorstep is unclean. Lesson 6. You choose the outcome. Your life ain't a coin toss. Flip the script. All right, folks, let's have a heart-to-heart about outcomes. Not the win or lose kind of outcomes, but the deeper, more personal kind. The outcomes of our lives, our relationships, our careers, our health. We're talking about the power we have to shape our own destinies, to create the life we want, and to overcome the challenges that come our way. The victim mentality. It's easy to fall into the victim mentality, to believe that we're powerless pawns in the game of life, that our outcomes are predetermined by fate or circumstance. But here's the thing, that's a load of bull. Sure, there are things we can't control, the weather, the economy, other people's actions. But even in the midst of chaos and uncertainty, we always have a choice. We can choose how we respond to events, how we interpret them, and how we move forward. As the philosopher Viktor Frankl put it, everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. The power of agency. Agency is the capacity to act intentionally and make choices that shape our lives. It's the opposite of the victim mentality. When we embrace our agency, we recognize that we're not just passive recipients of fate, but active creators of our own reality. As the psychologist Albert Bandura put it, people's beliefs about their abilities have a profound effect on those abilities. In other words, if we believe we're capable of achieving our goals, we're more likely to take action and actually achieve them. So how do we tap into our agency and choose the outcomes we want in life? 1. Set clear goals. What do you want to achieve? What kind of life do you want to create? Get clear on your goals and write them down. This will give you a sense of direction and purpose. 2. Take action. Don't just sit around waiting for things to happen. Take action towards your goals, even if it's just small steps. As the saying goes, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. 3. Learn from your mistakes. We all make mistakes. The key is to learn from them and use them as stepping stones to success. As the inventor Thomas Edison put it, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." 4. Embrace challenges. Challenges are not obstacles, they're opportunities for growth. When we face challenges head-on, we learn new skills, build resilience, and expand our comfort zones. 5. Cultivate a growth mindset. A growth mindset is the belief that our abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work. By embracing a growth mindset, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and become more resilient in the face of setbacks. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The entrepreneur. When faced with a business setback, the entrepreneur doesn't give up. They analyze the situation, learn from their mistakes, and pivot their strategy. The student. When struggling with a difficult subject, the student doesn't give up. They seek help from their teachers, study harder, and persevere until they master the material. The athlete. When injured, the athlete doesn't give up on their dreams. They rehab diligently, work with a physical therapist, and come back stronger than ever. The bottom line. You choose the outcome. By embracing your agency, setting clear goals, taking action, learning from your mistakes, embracing challenges, and cultivating a growth mindset, you can create the life you want. As the philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre put it, life is not what one lived, but what one remembers, and how one remembers it in order to recount it. So, go out there and create a life story worth recounting. Lesson 7. Everything is change. Your guide to surfing the waves of life and not getting wiped out. All right, folks, let's talk about change. Not the loose change you find in your couch cushions, but the big, sweeping, sometimes scary kind of change that happens in life. We're talking about the jobs that disappear, the relationships that end, the bodies that age, the world that's constantly shifting beneath our feet. The illusion of permanence. We humans have a funny way of clinging to the illusion of permanence. We want things to stay the same, to remain predictable and comfortable. But the truth is, change is the only constant in life. Everything is in flux, from the cells in our bodies to the stars in the sky. As the Greek philosopher Heraclitus famously said, "No man ever steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river, and he's not the same man." In other words, everything is constantly changing, including ourselves. The resistance. Futility. Resisting change is like trying to swim upstream against a raging current. It's exhausting, frustrating, and ultimately futile. The more we resist change, the more we suffer. As the Buddhist saying goes, pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. In other words, we can't avoid the pain of change, but we can choose how we respond to it. We can resist it and suffer, or we can embrace it and grow. The changemaker's mindset. 1. Embrace impermanence. The first step to embracing change is to accept that everything is impermanent. Nothing lasts forever. Not our youth, our health, our relationships, or our possessions. By recognizing the impermanence of all things, we can learn to appreciate the present moment and let go of attachment to things that are beyond our control. 2. Cultivate flexibility. Life is full of surprises. Be prepared to adapt to new circumstances, to change your plans, and to roll with the punches. As the saying goes, the only thing that's constant is change. 3. Find opportunities in challenges. Every challenge is an opportunity for growth. When things don't go our way, we can choose to see it as a setback or as a chance to learn, adapt, and become stronger. As the entrepreneur Reid Hoffman put it, if you're not embarrassed by the first version of your product, you've launched too late. 4. Practice non-attachment. Don't cling to the past or worry about the future. Focus on the present moment and appreciate what you have right now. As the Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh said, the present moment is filled with joy and happiness. If you're attentive, you will see it. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The career changer. Instead of clinging to a job that no longer fulfills them, the career changer embraces the opportunity to explore new paths and find work that aligns with their passions and values. The divorcee. Instead of dwelling on the past and feeling sorry for themselves, the divorcee sees this as a chance to start fresh, reinvent themselves, and create a new life. The aging individual. Instead of fearing the aging process, the aging individual embraces the wisdom and perspective that comes with age. They focus on staying active, healthy, and engaged in life. The bottom line, change is inevitable. It's a fundamental part of life. But by embracing impermanence, cultivating flexibility, finding opportunities in challenges, practicing non-attachment, and focusing on the present moment, we can learn to surf the waves of change with grace, resilience, and even a sense of adventure. As the philosopher Heraclitus said, "The only thing that is constant is change." Lesson 8. Always the same. Your Groundhog Day guide to finding novelty in the mundane. All right, folks, let's talk about the monotony of life. No, we're not talking about your boring commute or your repetitive work tasks, although those can definitely be a drag. We're talking about the deeper, existential kind of monotony, the feeling that life is just a series of repeating patterns, that nothing ever really changes, and that we're stuck in a never-ending loop of the same old, same old. The Groundhog Day Syndrome. Ever feel like you're living the same day over and over again? Like you're Bill Murray in Groundhog Day, waking up to the same alarm clock, eating the same breakfast, and having the same conversations? It's a common feeling, especially in our modern world of routines, schedules, and predictable patterns. But here's the thing. While our external circumstances might seem repetitive, our internal experiences don't have to be. We can choose to see each day as a new opportunity, a fresh start, a chance to learn, grow, and experience something new. The philosopher's perspective. The ancient philosophers, like Heraclitus and Marcus Aurelius, had a lot to say about the nature of change and the importance of embracing the present moment. Heraclitus famously said, "No man ever steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river, and he's not the same man." In other words, everything is constantly changing, even if we don't always notice it. Marcus Aurelius, on the other hand, emphasized the importance of focusing on the present moment and finding joy in the everyday. He wrote, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Therefore, guard accordingly and take care that you entertain no notions unsuitable to virtue and reasonable nature." The novelty ninja. So, how do we break free from the monotony of life and find novelty in the mundane? 1. Mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment. Notice the small details, the subtle changes, the unique beauty of each experience. As the Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh put it, walk as if you are kissing the earth with your feet. 2. Gratitude. Instead of focusing on what's lacking, focus on what you have. Appreciate the simple pleasures of life, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a good conversation. Gratitude can transform the ordinary into the extraordinary. 3. Curiosity. Approach each day with a sense of curiosity and wonder. Ask questions, explore new ideas, try new things. As the saying goes, variety is the spice of life. 4. Creativity. Look for ways to inject creativity into your daily routine. Cook a new recipe, take a different route to work, start a new hobby. As the artist Pablo Picasso said, every child is an artist. The problem is how to remain an artist once we grow up. 5. Connection. Connect with others in meaningful ways. Have deep conversations, share experiences, and build relationships. As the philosopher Aristotle put it, man is by nature a social animal. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The commuting photographer. Instead of zoning out on their commute, the commuting photographer takes photos of their surroundings, noticing the beauty in the everyday. The mindful eater. Instead of mindlessly scarfing down their food, the mindful eater savors each bite, paying attention to the flavors, textures, and aromas. The curious learner. The curious learner is always seeking out new knowledge and skills. They read books, take courses, attend workshops, and engage in conversations with people from different backgrounds. The bottom line. Life doesn't have to be a monotonous routine. By cultivating mindfulness, gratitude, curiosity, creativity, and connection, we can find novelty and joy in even the most mundane aspects of our lives. As the philosopher Alan Watts put it, this is the real secret of life, to be completely engaged with what you are doing in the here and now, and instead of calling it work, realize it is play. Lesson 9. It's easy to get better, but better at what? Your bullseye for a meaningful life. All right, folks, let's have a heart-to-heart about self-improvement. We're not talking about those cheesy infomercials promising six-pack abs in 6 weeks or becoming a millionaire overnight. We're talking about the deeper, more meaningful kind of self-improvement, the kind that leads to a more fulfilling, purposeful, and impactful life. The hamster wheel of hustle. In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to hustle, to level up, to be better. We're encouraged to optimize every aspect of our lives, from our morning routines to our sleep cycles to our social media feeds. But in all this striving for betterment, we often lose sight of the most important question: better at what? As the philosopher Seneca put it, it is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it. Life is long enough, and a sufficiently generous amount has been given to us for the highest achievements, if it were all well invested. In other words, it's not about how much we do, but about how well we invest our time and energy. The bullseye of purpose. Imagine your life as a target. The bullseye is your purpose, your passion, your reason for being. The outer rings are all the other things you could be doing, the distractions, the obligations, the things that don't really matter in the grand scheme of things. The goal is to aim for the bullseye, to focus your efforts on the things that truly matter to you and that align with your values. But how do we find our bullseye? How do we know what we should be getting better at? 1. Self-reflection. Take some time to reflect on your values, your passions, and your strengths. What are you naturally good at? What do you enjoy doing? What kind of impact do you want to have on the world? 2. Experimentation. Don't be afraid to try new things and explore different paths. You might be surprised at what you discover about yourself and what you're truly capable of. 3. Feedback. Seek feedback from trusted friends, family members, mentors, or coaches. They can offer valuable insights into your strengths and weaknesses and help you identify areas where you can improve. 4. Alignment. Once you've identified your bullseye, make sure your actions and choices are aligned with it. Don't waste your time and energy on things that don't move you closer to your goals. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The career changer. Instead of climbing the corporate ladder just for the sake of it, the career changer takes a step back and asks themselves, what kind of work would truly fulfill me? They might decide to pursue a passion project, start their own business, or switch to a completely different field. The fitness enthusiast. Instead of just going to the gym to get a beach body, the fitness enthusiast focuses on building strength, endurance, and overall health. They see exercise as a way to improve their quality of life, not just their appearance. The lifelong learner. Instead of just taking courses to add another credential to their resume, the lifelong learner focuses on acquiring knowledge and skills that they're genuinely interested in and that will help them grow as a person. The bottom line. It's easy to get better, but better at what? By focusing on our purpose, our passions, and our values, we can make sure that our efforts are aligned with our goals and that we're not just spinning our wheels on the hamster wheel of hustle. As the philosopher Confucius put it, the will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential, these are the keys that will unlock the door to personal excellence. Lesson 10. Show the qualities you were made for. Unleash your inner rock star. Philosophical edition. All right, folks, let's talk about being your most authentic self. No, we're not talking about finding your spirit animal or wearing tie-dye to work. Although, hey, if that's your jam, go for it. We're talking about something deeper, more philosophical, the idea of living in alignment with your true nature, your unique gifts, and your highest potential. The authenticity audit. Let's be real. Most of us spend a lot of time trying to be someone we're not. We wear masks, we play roles, we conform to societal expectations, we try to fit in, to please others, to be liked. But in the process, we lose touch with our authentic selves. As the philosopher Carl Jung put it, the privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are. But how do we even know who we truly are? How do we uncover our hidden talents, our unique strengths, our true calling? The philosopher's toolbox. 1. Know thyself. This ancient Greek aphorism is the cornerstone of self-discovery. Take some time for introspection, reflection, and self-inquiry. Ask yourself, what am I passionate about? What makes me feel alive? What are my unique gifts and talents? 2. Embrace your quirks. We all have quirks, flaws, and imperfections. Instead of trying to hide them or apologize for them, embrace them as part of what makes you unique and interesting. As the saying goes, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. 3. Challenge your assumptions. We often have limiting beliefs about ourselves that hold us back from reaching our full potential. These beliefs might be based on past experiences, negative feedback, or societal expectations. Challenge these assumptions and ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this belief? What would happen if I let go of this belief? 4. Follow your curiosity. What are you naturally drawn to? What topics, activities, or ideas spark your interest and curiosity? Follow your curiosity and see where it leads you. You might discover hidden talents, passions, or even a new career path. 5. Take action. Don't just sit around and wait for inspiration to strike. Take action, experiment, and try new things. As the writer Paulo Coelho put it, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion. Real world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The late bloomer. Many people don't discover their true passions or talents until later in life. Julia Child, for example, didn't start her cooking career until she was in her 40s. She went on to become a world-renowned chef and television personality. The career changer. Many people feel trapped in careers that don't fulfill them. By taking the time to reflect on their values and passions, they can make a courageous leap and pursue a career that's more aligned with their true selves. The creative misfit. Many creative people feel like they don't fit in with the mainstream, but by embracing their uniqueness and expressing their creativity, they can make a unique contribution to the world. The bottom line: you were born with a unique set of qualities, talents, and potentials. Don't let them go to waste. By knowing yourself, embracing your quirks, challenging your assumptions, following your curiosity, and taking action, you can unleash your inner rock star and live a life that's authentic, joyful, and fulfilling. As the poet Mary Oliver put it, "Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?" So there you have it, folks. Self-deception might be our brain's way of protecting us, but it comes at a high cost. By becoming more self-aware, practicing radical honesty, and seeking feedback, we can break free from these illusions and live more authentic, fulfilling lives. What about you? How do you deal with self-deception in your life? Drop a comment below and share your thoughts. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more eye-opening content. Until next time, keep it real and keep growing.